Hawks are fierce, large predator birds that prey on smaller animals. Unlike other birds that like to eat berries and insects, they will eat nearly any small mammal that they can, including other birds. They'll even eat lizards, frogs, or even snakes if they're feeling particularly hungry that day. In today's post, we're going to be sharing with you exactly how hawks identify, attack, and get their prey. Hawks, patiently waiting for the surprise attack. Some bird species, such as crows, are quite intelligent. Crows can actually remember human faces and are quite social creatures. For example, they can remember your face if you treated one crow bad, and the rest of the other crows will start to treat you bad. But on the other hand, if you treat a crow nicely, they might start leaving you little gifts such as shiny objects that they have found. Hawks, on the other hand, are not near as intelligent, nor are they near as social. They are silent predators that wait patiently for the perfect moment to attack. Hawks prefer to sit up high on a tree, though in urban cases they may choose something else like the top of your house or building. They have incredible binocular vision. Unlike birds such as pigeons, hawks have forward-facing eyes with excellent vision. Hawks can clearly see a small creature such as a rabbit from a mile away without issue. From their position high up top, most small creatures may disregard the hawk or not notice them at all. The hawk, on the other hand, will survey the land to make sure that there are no nearby defenses or escapes for the victim creature, such as a mother or escape point. Hawks prefer to sit and wait, preserving their energy for the perfect moment, rather than wasting energy in fights that they could easily lose on the ground. Some small animals, such as raccoons, are fierce fighters, and they will not go down easily. If the hawk fails in the initial attack, it's possible that the situation could turn around and the hawk becomes the victim and the prey. When a hawk feels that the perfect moment has arisen after waiting for a while, which is usually a small single creature alone out in an open field vulnerable to an attack, then the hawk will immediately jump off the high point. Gravity will send the hawk downwards at an increasingly fast speed. This is when they will open their wings and develop an attack angle. If the hawk timed the attack perfectly, the prey will have their back facing to the hawk, and the wind will also be working in their favor. The small critter on the ground won't see what's about to happen. The hawk will swing in, not from straight down or sideways, but rather something like a 45 degree angle that combines downward force with sideways speed. The hawk will prepare its claws or talons to penetrate the body of the small animal that it has selected to be eaten. If the attack is perfectly timed, the hawk will be able to puncture the back neck of the small animal and potentially even gouge out the poor critter's eyes, rendering defense a futile task. The hawk prefers for the attack to be quick and clean and will immediately attempt to eat the prey even if it is still alive but demobilized, but not before dismembering the prey with its talons. The smash technique. In the case of larger small animals that the hawk can't easily slaughter with its talons and gravity, the hawk will opt into a smash or drop technique. If the hawk had previously identified a hill or a cliff nearby, the prey will be picked up and dropped right over the hill or cliff. If there is no such drop, it is risky for the hawk to attempt to lift the prey high up into the air. A failed initial attack combined with picking up the prey is extremely risky. The hawk will have to deal with the weight of the prey, which is hard. Further complicating matters is that the prey could intensely fight back. While the prey would likely still be critically injured from even a light fall, the hawk may also receive devastating injuries that severely weakens them. For this reason, a modified smash technique can be employed by the hawk to quickly render its prey unconscious. In this case, the hawk will swoop in with less downward force but more speed. They will quickly pick up the animal and then, using its sideways speed and momentum, they will send the animal crashing into a tree or some related object. Hawks prefer to immediately eat their prey on the ground. If they feel it is unsafe, they may release their prey and fly away, or attempt to carry the body of the prey up into a tree where it can be safely eaten. Hawks are opportunistic predators that rely strictly on the element of surprise to succeed in the brutal animal kingdom. Without the element of surprise from above, hawks will find their strength matched by other small animals that have no problem fighting back until the bitter end. In many of these cases, the hawk may lose or be forced to retreat with serious injury, further restricting them from future hunts, or again, they may succeed, but also have severe injuries. Small animals such as raccoons, possums, and squirrels that are prey to hawks often try to seek refuge and build little bases inside of our modern homes and buildings. They can create little holes and find their way between our walls or in our attics or other secret spots, which causes damage to our home and puts you and your family at risk of disease or an attack, besides the damage to the home, which will cost you money. Birds may also attempt to infest your home in order to have a safe area for nesting and safety from other predators, not to mention a great viewpoint when it comes to hunting. If you think that you have a wildlife or pest infestation problem, please call us at 855-WILDLIFE or visit wildlifexcm.com for more information. We safely and responsibly remove the wild animals and return them to the wild where they belong whenever possible. Again, get more information by calling us or visiting our website to see how we can help you, your family, and your home. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.